On May 12, 2018, 19 people were killed by an ethnic army in Myanmar. Most states have very little terrorism to worry about. Some, alas, have too much. If you have heard of Myanmar at all in recent years, it's probably because of the crisis in the northwestern state of Rakhine. This part of the country, which borders Bangladesh, has been the scene of a government-sponsored genocide against the Rohingya, a largely Muslim population. The reasons for these actions, carried out primarily by the army, are tied to a phenomenon which should by all rights be an oxymoron, Buddhist terrorism. Huh? Religious characters, including one who's received the nickname Buddhist Bin Laden, I don't think this is a compliment, have egged on the military to engage in mass violence, including rapes, village burnings, and murders on a massive scale. The government has justified this action as a reaction to terrorism in the region, including acts by groups called the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA, and the unrelated Arakan Army, or AA. While there is no question both have engaged in pitched battles with the regular armed forces of Myanmar, the retribution meted out against the Rohingya is widely disproportionate. Complicating matters is that Yangon is facing multiple threats in multiple regions. Myanmar has 14 provinces or states and 135 different ethnic groups. The government does not recognize the Rohingya as one of these groups, terming them immigrants. Not surprisingly, such a mishmash of different peoples has led to conflict, often between the dominant Bamar, aka Burmese, and the so-called others. Sometimes these conflicts have engendered what can only be described as terrorism. On this day in 2018, at least 19 people, including four members of the security forces, were killed by an armed group in the eastern Shan state, near the border with the PRC. The Ta'ang National Liberation Army, or TNLA, launched three attacks. Targets included a military base and a casino. 20 people were wounded in the incidents. The TNLA claimed that its attack was a response to the army's recent offensives against the Kachin Independence Army, or KIA. The KIA is another non-state armed group and the military wing of the Kachin Independence Organization, a political group of ethnic Kachins in northern Myanmar. We in Canada complain that having French and English as the dominant cultures and languages is tough to manage. It must be really hard to run a country with 135 different ethnic subgroups. Still, there has to be a better way of doing so that does not involve the slaughter of civilians.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media, by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.